From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. So normally, when you get unemployment benefits, you have to pay taxes on them. But Congress recently changed those rules for 2020, saying some of those benefits are not going to be taxed. But millions of Americans have already filed their taxes under the old rules. So what should they do now? Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
Josh Gannis is a teacher in Tacoma, Washington. He was laid off a year ago and received about $15,000 in unemployment benefits. He filed his taxes a few days before Congress passed the latest COVID relief bill, which, surprise, made the first $10,200 of 2020 unemployment benefits tax-free for households with adjusted gross income below $150,000.
I'm a good citizen. I'm diligent. I get my stuff in on time, and bam, I find out that, you know, $10,000 of my income is now not taxable. You know, I got a tax break. Didn't know it was coming.
Neither, apparently, did the IRS. Initially, it told taxpayers like Gannis to sit tight as it figured out what to do. Then a few days ago, the IRS announced it will recalculate their returns for them. Gannis prefers to do it himself.
I'd rather have a process where it's not all on them, but, you know, there's action by me and response by them.
And it's hard for Gannis to wait for his refund. He's planning to use it to help pay down $10,000 worth of medical debt. Erin Collins is the IRS's national taxpayer advocate. She estimates as many as 10 million taxpayers are in the same boat as Gannis, but she says they should definitely not file an amended return. The IRS has to go through those manually, and it's already behind.
What we're seeing in the returns from 2019, specifically the paper returns, they may be as old as 6 months ago they were filed that are still sitting in the system.
Collins says the IRS is understaffed because its budget was cut by more than 20% over roughly the past 10 years after adjusting for inflation. And it has a lot on its plate right now, including new responsibilities from the various COVID relief bills. Catherine Lawhead, a senior policy analyst at the Tax Foundation, says this is a tough year for the IRS, taxpayers, and tax preparers.
It's a mess, frankly, right now, and people are trying to sort this out, and it will take time to sort this out.
How much time? The IRS says the process of recalculating taxpayer returns will stretch into the summer. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.